Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jose Offerman. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting third. The second baseman, Keith Lockhart. Batting fourth. The DH, Bip Roberts. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Hamilton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Michael Tucker. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Joe Ronda. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jeff Fry. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Aaron Seeley. And now, play ball. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Offerman strikes out. One out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Goodwin hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lockhart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Craig Paquette now playing shortstop. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Damon. Fry reaches second base with a double. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Valentin strikes out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Damon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Greenwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nehring hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hamilton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Leary for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatberg hits a line drive towards third. Ronda reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Greenwell throws the ball into Fry, who tags McFarlane, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ronda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tinsley. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Paquette applying the tag. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fry strikes out. McFarlane drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Fry out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Valentin moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Craig Paquette, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry misplays the ball. That's an error on Fry. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paquette moves to second. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhart strikes out. One out. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Vaughn. Paquette scores. Goodwin moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Royals, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Goodwin scores. Roberts moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Royals. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Damon is 0-for-1 in the game. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Roberts scores. Hamilton moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Mike McFarlane, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamilton scores. McFarlane moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Royals. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ronda is 0 for 1 in the game. Ronda takes first base on ball 4. McFarlane moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appiah fields it and throws to first for the out. Greenwell moves to second. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. Two outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhart hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roberts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockhart moves to third. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Roberts. The throw from Hatberg and he is safe. Roberts steals second. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hamilton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Damon is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Damon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nehring settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tinsley hits a pop-up towards short. Paquette settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fry takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Tinsley. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tucker bunts towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McFarlane moves to third. One out. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ronda is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Ronda hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McFarlane tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Royals. Craig Paquette batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Royals. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a fly ball towards left. Greenwell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Greenwell. Goodwin moves to second. Von Eshelman now pitching. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lockhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lockhart hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Goodwin scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Royals. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Roberts is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Greenwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Tucker. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Canseco moves to third. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0 for 2 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. Canseco scores. One out. It's 7-2, Royals. Jason Jarcombe now pitching. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Mike Stanley pinch hits for Scott Hatberg. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Tinsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tinsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Stanley now catching. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hamilton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hamilton hits a line drive towards first. Vaughn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Julio Valera now pitching. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fry hits a fly ball into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hamelin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. Valentin moves to second. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Paquette scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ronda is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ronda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin throws to second for one, and Fry throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Ronda moves to second. One out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Paquette is walked intentionally. Tom Goodwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Goodwin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Ronda moves to third. 2 outs. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lockhart is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eshelman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nehring hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Nehring moves to second. Reggie Jefferson pinch hits for Lee Tinsley. Rick Hoosman now pitching. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson now playing left field. Troy O'Leary now playing center field. Mike Greenwell now playing right field. Joe Hudson now pitching. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roberts is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Hamelin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberts moves to second. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Damon is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Roberts moves to third. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McFarlane is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Fry is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Fry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fry takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a line drive into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Tucker fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Tucker. Fry goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3 Royals. Ippolito Pichardo now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Canseco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Vaughn moves to third. Mike Greenwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Greenwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goodwin. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Vaughn scores. It's 7-4, Royals. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nehring is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nehring hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greenwell scores. It's 7-5, Royals. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-2. O'Leary is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.